الإشور خلق ألف دف لامد ألف. It's the fourth parak. Chevra. It's entitled Chevra. Society. Interaction. Says author Liyois bein chaverim asher shifa achaslem. To be among friends who have one aspiration, the same one. Chavaya achas b'shel hevesusam. The same experiences excite them. Ish oizer d'reyehu. Each person assisting his fellow in the day-to-day work. And each person encouraging his fellow at moments of weakness and dejection. That phrase, "L'achiv yomar chazak," is a pasuk in Yeshayahu, Perek Mem Aleph, which is using. So each person encouraging the other at moments of weakness. Zoi mas'as nafshe shel kol adam. Each person yearns for this, uvifrat kol tzayin, especially a young man, to be in that type of environment. Amoik beliboy, deep in his heart, gam hanichnas leyeshiva, mechake lechavaya chevratis ma'in zoi. A person who's entering yeshiva also anticipates this type of social interaction, social experience. Imki she'ifasoi ha'ikarisi bakifa v'na'ala mizoi. Even though his main aspiration, main ambition, is more encompassing and more exalted than this. Vashifa ikaris, that main ambition, liyos lamdan v'yirei shamayim, to become a lamdan, accomplished Torah scholar in yirei shamayim, machricha lichoira rak lidog lechavrusa teva. Superficially, we would say that it obligates one to make sure that he has a good chavrusa, umilvad ze ro'e alumet b'ikaris kochis atzmo yashar lalfateh. And besides that, the scholar, the student, the budding scholar sees mostly his own potential, which needs to be developed. Ulam yeshiva einena makom liknias yedeis levad. The young man should know that yeshiva is not merely a place where one acquires knowledge. Ki makom shel shlemus hachaim b'Torah. Rather, yeshiva is an institution where one learns about living a perfect life within the Torah. B'yeshiva lomdim lichyois kmo shlomdim ba lilmoid. In yeshiva, one learns how to live. To the same extent as one learns to learn. Uvechayim b'Torah tofeses makom nichbad chevrasam shel bnei Torah. And in a life of Torah, a significant room for discussing this concept of the company of bnei Torah. And therefore, it's not sufficient just to worry about the correct chavrusa. And just to worry about developing one's own potential, this concept of society takes a significant, is significantly important in this context. Asara yechidim sheyeshvim v'iskim b'Torah ve'ein b'nei ahava ve'achava. If one has 10 individuals who are involved in Torah, so they're all sitting in the base of Midrash, all individuals ve'ein b'nei ahava ve'achava. There's no love and fraternity between them. That's an indication, it's a symptom that the Torah is not whole. It's not about them that the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says that the Shechinah rests among them. Let's see that. Come and see how awesome are the words of Chazal about this very concept. This is in Shir HaShirim Rabbah. So the Midrash begins by quoting the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Hayeshevas baganim, chavirim makshivim lekoilech hashmiini. Literally, the one who sits in the garden, the friends are listening to your voice. Let me hear it. That's the literal meaning. Chazal comment: Rabbi Nasab Shem Rabbi Acha Omar lemelech shekoas al avadav bechavashan beveis kolin. A mashal that it discusses a king who incarcerated some of his servants. He was angry. What did he do afterwards? Natal kol ha-ketzar ketin, ha-sarim shalei. He took his ministers, very high-ranking officials, ve-avadav, ve-alach lishma ma-hayu ha-inomim. And he went to eavesdrop on what the prisoners, his former servants, were saying. Shama sha-yomrim. And he heard them saying, Adoineinu ha-melech hu shevachinu hu chayeinu al nechsa la-adoineinu ha-melech yolam. Our master, the king, he is our praise, he is our life. Let him lack nothing. They praised him very, very sincerely. Omar lehem, in his excitement, he said, "Bonai, hagbiu kolechem, kedeshishmu chaverim shal gabeichem." Raise your voices so that the high-ranking officers can hear you. That's the mashal. Now the nimshal, kach afalpi shiyisrael oiskim bimlachtan kol sheshes yamim, even though the Jewish people are busy with the work all 6 days, beyom haShabbos mashkimim uvaim levayis haKnesses, on Shabbos they come to shul, vekuirin kriyas shema, veivrin lifnei hativa, vekuirin batorah umaftirin banavi, shema and davening and laning and haftarah, והקדוש ברוך הוא אומר להם, it's as if הקדוש ברוך הוא says, בניי הגביעו קולכם כדי שישמעו חברים, raise your voice so that the חברים can hear, ואין חברים אלא מלאכי השריז, referring to the מלאכים, ותנו דעתכם and make sure שלא תשנאו זה זה, that you don't hate one another, ולא תקנאו זה זה, and you do not envy one another, ולא שחררו זה עם זה, and do not quarrel one with the other, ולא תביישו זה לזה, and do not embarrass one another, שלא ימרו מלאכי השרס לפניו, so that the מלאכים should not have any opportunity to say, ריבוני של עולם, תורה שנוסעתם לישראל אינן עוסקים בה. The Torah that you gave them, they're not involved in it. ורעיבה וקנאה ושנאה ותחרוז ביניהם. Look, there's enmity, envy, hatred, competition between them. I don't want the מלאכים to be able to say that. ואתם תקיימו עיסה בשרים. Observe the Torah, fulfill it in peace. The author will point particularly to the line above that, where it says, "Torah shenasat alim Yisrael einan eskim ba." He'll make the point that the Midrash doesn't say that it's flawed. It's as if they're not involved in Torah at all. Let's see it. V'nei hadvarim norim, says the author in the last paragraph. These are really awesome words. Shim yesh midois ra'ois ben eskim b'Torah. If one finds these negative traits that the Midrash lists, the enmity and the envy and the hatred, among those who are involved in Torah, nikra ze she'ein oiskim b'Torah. The Midrash says, under those conditions, the Malachim would be justified in saying they are not involved in the Torah. Anu hayinu meyachasim l'tzibur kaze ulai, we, if we had to comment on this, we would attribute to such a community, perhaps, ta'ana shel shelo lishma. Perhaps we'd say, okay, so they're learning shelo lishma. V'ilu chazal ba'u melelu. In contrast, chazal clearly say, de'ein ze nikra esek b'Torah klal. It's not called being involved in Torah. Ki b'makom she'eskim b'Torah, בהכרח מטפחים מדויס טובויס ושלום עליהם, because in a place where one is truly engaged in Torah, necessarily one nurtures good midois and peace among those who are there, good relationships. והדברים ברורים. On the next page, it's clear. מלאכי השרס נקראו חברים. In the Midrash, the מלאכים are referred to as חברים, which is a significant term. Yan she'ein b'neim kin'a v'sina v'tacharuz, because among them there is no envy, hatred, and competition. Ulam ein b'im yetzera klal. Of course, they don't have a yetzera. Ma she'ein ken talmidei chachamim she'yesh lem yetzera. Talmidei chachamim do have a yetzera. Ela she'tirasam metakenes isam. But the Torah improves them and perfects them. Al ken ikru chavirim gam hem. That's why talmidei chachamim are also called chavirim. בדוגמס מלאכי השריס, like the מלאכי השריס, כפי שכוסב הרמב״ם בפירוש המשנה יויס, מסכת דמי, פרק בייס, משנה גימל. The Rambam writes as follows, they speaks of them, the Mishnah uses the term חבר. And the Rambam writes, חבר נקרא תלמיד חכם, וכן יקראו לתלמידי חכמים חברים. It's a term used for תלמידי חכמים, חברים. ואולי נקראו בזה השם, perhaps they're given this appellation, כי חברה סם זה לזה חברה נאמנה. It's a faithful type of friendship among them, כי החברה לשם שמיים. They associate לשם שמיים with them. It's a friendship לשם שמיים. It's faithful. And that's why the term is chosen to describe them as חברי. אולם, says the author, however, עד שנזכה לכך, ליועשה לחברה לשם שמיים. Until that time, as we earn being called Chevra L'Shem Shamayim, that we can really describe our group in the yeshiva as Chevra L'Shem Shamayim, at least Choyvasenu L'Hashtis Chevrasenu Al Yisod Shel Derech Eretz. The basic minimum is to establish our relationship on the basis of Derech Eretz. Uvo Ur'e Hagdarasoy Niflaa Shel Rambam. Come and see his wonderful definition, B'mahusay Shel Derech Eretz, about the essence of Derech Eretz, in the Mishnah at the end of the first chapter of Kiddushin, the Rama writes, the Mishnah states, Kol she'einoi loy b'mikra. This is not involved in learning at least Tanakh, v'loy b'mishnah, is not involved in Mishnah Yois, veloy bederech eretz, and he's not involved in eretz, eino mina yishuv, the Mishnah says, he's not considered civilized. And the Rambam comments, v'derech eretz, that last category, hu chavuras bnei adam. It means to be part of society, chavura teiva benachas uv musar. A good society, benachas uv musar. The Rambam here lists two conditions for good society, nachas and musar. Says the author, mashanim benachas, what I say, benachas, which is very difficult to translate. Shemeim umekablim, many people can hear it and consider and perhaps accept. The Gemara in Shabbos says, v'tzarich lememreinu benichusa, it should be said, benachas ki hechi delikablinu mine, so that it will be accepted. The Gemara there is speaking about a person just before Shabbos, which is a time of high tension, often in many households, and the Mishnah says he has to ask his family, have you organized the Eruv, and have you done this, and have you prepared the lamps? And the Gemara then makes this point, that these instructions or questions should be said benachas, in order that they should be received and accepted. If I say something in the way of sechoik, in a mocking tone, or kas, or angrily, eino benachas, that's the opposite of benachas, eino miskabel. Very often, more often than not, it's just not accepted by the other party. It doesn't go towards building a good society. That's the one. Aval nachas levat eino maspik. Nachas by itself is not sufficient. Kol hameniim hanafshiyim bayachasim achivatim. All psychological motivators in interpersonal relationships, the source is in selfishness. Yetzer hisbaltus vishtaltus means, on the one hand, one is driven by a yetzer of hisbaltus, means to stand out. Hishtaltus, to dominate. So on the one hand, that people have this tendency, a person wants to stand out, wants to be seen, or perhaps dominate. On the other hand, svilus shelyeush chashdanus vikoris akara, mize. A sense of chashdanus is to be suspicious, or bikoris akara is sterile criticism. These are ways of expression, they are manifestations of a despicable type of selfishness, anochius metoeves, within society. These are all of these motivators stem from selfishness. Neged bituyei anochius ele tzerich leilachem. One has to fight these expressions of selfishness. It requires effort. Bichde shiye kiyum uvinyan lechevra tova, so that this good society should endure. And that's the second parameter. Zehu hamusar sharam adoresh kan. Not enough to have the nachas, although it's indispensable. In addition, we have to have musar that the Rambam speaks about over here. Asher ba'al derech eretz chayav lerasen netiyos avar enochius kshu nifgash am chavirav. A person who has this has to restrain these selfish tendencies when interacting with others. Those are the two requirements. Uma me'oid mutal al kol hazecheh listrifef b'chatzres Hashem mekomo satera. To what great extent it is incumbent on anyone who has the privilege of being chatzres Hashem in mekomo satera lizaher ad me'oid b'ilchois derech eretz b'chol ilchoisav, to be exceptionally careful in alachois of derech eretz in all one's ways. Masaoi umatanoi benachas imabriyois, say Chazal. This is in the case of somebody who's not necessarily the narrow definition is somebody who is doing business, masao matan, but lavdavka. All interactions, masao matan in the sense, broader sense of interaction, benachas imabriyois, pleasantly. Hino migidrei ahavas Hashem vekedush Shem Shamayim b'olam. This is one of the parameters of ahavas Hashem, to make Hashem's name beloved, and being mekadesh Shem Shamayim ba'olam. It's one of the requirements, just a pleasant disposition in one's interactions. Amaru Chazal saying, Yevamoyes, Tepsamech Beis, Yud Beis, Elef Zugim Talmidim Hayu L'Rabbi Akiva, 12,000 pairs of Talmidim he had, V'cholan Meisu B'ferik Echad, they died in one period of time, Mipenei Shelo Nahagu Kavoid Ze L'Ze, because they did not behave towards one another with sufficient Kavoid. Hadvarim mavhilim. These are really shocking words. Kamal talmidei chachamim hanimtzeim betzavta liyizaher bichvoid chavereim. Ha talmidei chachamim or together have to be careful with the kavod of chavereim. And this is very pertinent to talmidei yeshiva, when young adults. It's often a situation where people say things or enact things that impinge on the dignity of fellow talmidim. It's common. Hein kol ele hanagos derech eretz. All of this is just basic, fundamental derech eretz. V'adayin lo higanu baze liktsois darkei chivra shei l'shem shamayim. This is not even close, not the edges even of chivra shei l'shem shamayim, which is the requirement, as we saw from the midrash on Shir HaShirim. Ya'amoid lechol ha'pachos lifnei einenu machazen nedar zeh. At the very least, in front of our eyes should be this magnificent image shel chivra kazois, of such a society, tzibur shel talmidei chachamim chaverim. A community of Talmidei Chachamim or Chavirim, even though we may not be there, we perhaps still busy with the Derech Eretz, we're not yet at Cheva Shel Lishem Shamayim, but at least have that vision. Asher kol iskam betorah uvavadas Hashem mitoch ahava v'achava. This group that whose involvement in Torah uvavadas Hashem is done in a spirit of love and fraternity and consideration towards others. That midrash that we saw on the previous page continues now. Davar acher, a different explanation, different approach to that pasuk. Hayosheves baganim, chaverim makshivim. The same pasuk in Shir HaShirim, the one who dwells in the garden, the friends are listening. The midrash says, "Kesh Yisrael nichnasin levatei knesses," when people enter the shul, "vekurin kriyas shema bechivun adas," and they recite the shema with the same intention, "bekoil echad," with the same voice, "bedi'a v'tam echad," all together. Hakadosh Baruch Hu omer lahem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says to them, "Hayosheves baganim, you who dwell in the garden, kesheatem kurim chaverim, when you recite the Shema as chaverim, ani ufamalia sheli makshivim lekoilech. I and my entourage listen to your voice. Hashmiini, let me hear." In contrast, aval kshisel kurim kriyashma betiruf hadas, when they recite the Shema with confusion, with pandemonium, ze makdim veze meacher, the one ahead, the one behind, they're not concentrating. And this is also a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Berach doidi, escape my beloved, udmelech haritzvi, letzava shel mala, rather listen to the praise of the heavenly hosts, adomim lichvodcha bekoil echad binima achas, they do it properly. Al harei v'samim, that's the end of that pasuk, on mountains of spices, bishmei shamayim ha'ilyonim. That's the midrash. Manifla kitzad melamdim oisanu chazal baze. Chazal teach us over here likro kiyashma betzibur. The ideal is to recite kiyashma betzibur bekoil echad, bede'a, uvetam echad davka, all together. Huval alacha b'erech haim siman samech beis. V'chik shekor'im kiyashma kechaverim. When that is accomplished, yoredes ashchina alehem. The shchina dwells upon them. That's hinted to by I and my entourage listen to you. Zeu gam inyan tefila betzibur. And this is also the concept of tefila betzibur. I'll point out very briefly over here that later on we will see that this passage doesn't stand in contradiction necessarily to what he says also many times, that a person is davening and the community davens at too fast a pace, can go ahead. I'll just mention briefly over here that in Chedek Beis of Aleishu on Daf Shin Nun, the author says this, and in fact in his Igores Uchsavim, and in the publication of his letters, in Chelek Aleph Amud Pei Vav, he says that he himself, for decades, conducted himself in that way, because when one davens with certain communities, it's just not possible to daven properly at Pi Halacha and to be with them at the same place. This is more, I think, appropriate in yeshivos, where often one can daven properly and still be with a tzibur. And this is certainly the ideal. That's just a parenthetical comment. ולאומס חיובנו לבנויס חבורה נעימה של דרך ארץ וציבור לעסק התורה ולתפילה. Corresponding to obligation to build this pleasant society of דרך ארץ and a community that's involved in Torah and תפילה. הננו מצווים גם על תשובה בציבור. It's interesting that we have a mitzvah of תשובה בציבור. שהמהווים חברה אחת. Any group of individuals that constitute a group חייבים לפשפש במעשים בתור ציבור. They have to look into their deeds as a community. Besides the individual's obligation to examine and analyze himself, the tzibur, qua tzibur, as a tzibur, has to also analyze its own situation and try to improve. To summarize, Ilazis, following on all of this, my yeshiva. We started off by saying that perhaps the young man will think yeshiva is a place where I'm going to become a lamdan in Yerei Shamayim. I'll become proficient at learning. I'll become Yerei Shamayim. All I need is a chavrusa, and beyond that, it's just developing my individual potential. Not so. Hevei omer shi mekoim hagidul lachiva idealis b'yisrael. Yeshiva is a place where one nurtures the most ideal society. It's a hothouse for the ideal society, for a utopian society. Hachiva l'shem shamayim. Hevei yodea zos. You should know this is a typographical error. Hevei yodea zos kesheta nechans yeshiva. You should know this when you enter the yeshiva. Ki alecha l'yos miboinei tzibur shen dugma sopalam. You are going to be part of a group building a society which is unique in the world. Bishlemus hamidois, with an aspiration to perfect midois. Be'achdus ha-she'ifa, with united ambition. Uveshituf ha-pe'ula le'avodas Hashem, and in cooperation with others in avodas Hashem. Dibuk ha-chavirim tzerech lios ko mushlam. This connection between friends should be so perfect. She'yachazik ma'amad gam keshekvar mizman yetzu me'yeshiva. It must maintain, it must continue long after these individuals have left the yeshiva. Kishrei chevra shisakmu bimkom Torah. Friendships that became constituted in a mekom Torah. Toich avoidam shutefes b'Torah v'Avodas Hashem. Through cooperation in Torah and Avodas Hashem, im chazakim. These are very strong relationships, very strong friendships. Uvemeshech kol ha'chayim, and for one's entire life thereafter, yecholim lios makwer lidut v'ischazkus. There can be a source for encouragement, for strength. It doesn't end when one leaves the yeshiva. Those strong relationships can and should continue for one's entire life. Adkan.